Close your eyes and watch your breath. Watch it all the way in, all the way out. And if your thoughts wander off, just drop them and be back at the breath. Because the breath is your force of life. Without the breath, you wouldn't be here. It's what holds everything in the body and the mind together. So try to bring all your attention together here at the breath. And see what kind of breathing feels good. If the breathing feels good, it's going to be good for the body, it's going to be good for the mind. And it's something we overlook all the time. There are so many things in life that are good for us or have good potentials, and yet we don't develop the potentials because they're too near and they seem too ordinary. Little things like mindfulness, the ability to keep something in mind. Or alertness, just being alert to what you're doing. Those are very simple things. But if you develop them, they can do an awful lot for you. The same with the breath. The breath is right here, coming in, going out, whether you pay attention to it or not. But if the quality of the breath is developed so that it feels good throughout the body, it's soothing to the body, energizing, it can provide all kinds of things that the body needs. So we don't have to, if we learn how to develop these things, we don't have to go out and keep buying other things to make up for the fact that we're not looking after our own resources. It's like having a field. But you don't plant anything in the field. You go out and you travel around in other people's fields trying to get their harvest. And of course, they're not all that happy. Sometimes they'll be nice and let you gather some of their harvest, and sometimes they won't. So come back to your own field. Develop your own field right here, right now. With mindfulness, it means stitching things together. Each time there's a lapse of mindfulness, you'll wander away. So you stitch it back together. It's this ability to keep in mind what you want to do right now. You want to get the mind concentrated. You want to get the mind firmly established right here. So mindfulness reminds you then. Then alertness is what watches what's going on. And then there's a third quality that the Buddha recommends. It's called ardency, which is you want to do this well. As soon as you sense that your mind is beginning to wander away, you drop that. The quicker you can do that, the better. When the mind is here with the breath, you want the breath to be as comfortable as possible. To experiment with different kinds of breathing. This way these three qualities, which are tend to be overlooked, can actually develop and grow strong. And then they can do lots of things for you. So be careful not to overlook the little things, the things that are right nearby. If you pay them attention and you find that they're free, all it requires is some energy and some commitment on your part. And they'll repay you many times over.